Welcome to I Caught It on Audio. This is Is This Song Good episode 94. Ben Sertan, New Air.
All right, welcome to I Caught It on Audio. We're going to be doing our Is This Song Good series today, and the theme is First Impressions, where we listen to a song for the first time and then immediately have a little discussion about it. This time we're going to be talking about the song New Air by Ben Sertan. Is that correct?
No idea.
That's how I'm going to say it.
Yep, that'll work.
And Dan, why don't you tell us about the song?
Yeah, I was just looking around at some music critic articles about new music, and this popped up, and in the blurb it said, this song is like if you took the best parts of Wilco's Spiders Kid Smoke, yes, and just made a song out of it. And I was like, well, okay, let's toss that on the list. So that's all I knew. I liked this. It is very reminiscent of the Ghost Is Born era Wilco. It also reminded me of the Secret Machines, but like really rough around the edges.
Yep.
And the guitar work often reminded me of not only the guitar work on A Ghost Is Born, but also there's a bit of Neil Young-ish sort of non-technical sort of thrashing, you know, of guitar notes. Very, very distorted guitar. Basically, much of the song was like kind of a guitar freak out over kind of a steadier backing track with some sort of warbly vocals and synthy parts a bit here and there. But they did break it up pretty well. About 4 minutes in, it had this little like clean guitar break that popped in that I liked. Yeah. And then just before 6 minutes, it stripped it back to just the vocals and bass, and then slowly built up till the end of the song. And I kind of thought this was kind of fun. Dave, what did you think?
I really liked it. It was noisy to start with, and just had a very basic rock beat underneath the weird guitaring and lots of layering. And we're about, 3 minutes in, and I thought, okay, well, there's no lyrics tab, so apparently we're not going to get lyrics again this time. But then he started singing, which was, I don't know that it was necessary. It was, yeah. I think it made more sense by the time the second verse came around at, the 5.5, 6 minute mark. I don't know that I needed this one to have lyrics, oddly, which is not something you hear me say very often. Because the guitars were just that interesting. It reminded me, not tonally, but it reminded me of Joe Satriani, how I like how he can write a song without lyrics and just have it be interesting and tell a story, you know, as the song goes on. So I was surprised that it had lyrics, but by the second verse, I did appreciate the singing and all that. The rhythm section started off really, really simple, like drums and bass that I could play, which is saying something. But then by the end of the song, they had built it into something that I thought was very, very cool. And it was an interesting decision. I liked that they did that because it let the guitar shine at the beginning, and then it kind of showed the full songwriting of the whole group by the end of the song. And we had 8 minutes to make that journey, so there was no shortage of time for the song to evolve. And I thought it was fantastic. And it definitely, I couldn't pick it out, but as soon as you said Wilco Spiders, that is exactly what I was thinking of while the song was playing. So Zach, what did you think?
I didn't make that connection either. I did pick up on the Secret Machines, and then I was also kind of thinking a little bit of War on Drugs.
But the
Kid Smoke, the from Wilco, definitely. Yeah, I can hear that. And I also like this one a lot. It was a bit jammy, like it was just a lot of jamming, or that's what it kind of felt like, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. Cause it actually went some cool places with it. It wasn't just, noodling for the sake of noodling. And my comment here was, sounds like ham-fisted guitar solo by a walrus or something, which that sounds kind of negative, but honestly, my first thought was this is cool because it's different and it's not just like trying to be proficiently technical and, you know, like a Satriani or Steve Vai or whatever. It's just,
right.
And like you said, it was more of like a Neil Young type of, I'm going to do a little bit of soloing, but it doesn't have to be this like perfection of, you know, note flourishes and things like that.
Well, I'll say I've never heard a guitar solo from a walrus that I didn't like, so...
Right.
Well, I just did an image search for Ben Saratan, and he looks vaguely reminiscent of a walrus. So, pretty apt, I would say.
Excellent.
But like in a good way.
Yeah. The vocals, I thought it was just going to be instrumental. And when the vocals came in, I was like, oh, that's okay. But the thing was, is that actually, to me, it was more of a detractor for the song. Just because of like the way that they did the production on the vocals, it felt like they were just too far up front in your face. Mm.
At first I was with you on that, Zach.
Uh-huh.
I agree. But by the second verse, I think it fit perfect.
Yeah, it definitely felt better as it went on. But I just it for me it was sort of like it was from, you know, for the first 4 minutes or whatever until those vocals came in, I wasn't really thinking at all about the production or any of the, you know, the sound qualities of anything. And then once that kicked in, I was started to get really nitpicky about all of the, you know, different production inconsistencies that I started to hear. So it's something like that where it's like you really gotta be careful not to push those vocals up too far, or, you know, or try and like carve them out too much of the mix, because then it becomes more of a detractor. But like you said, it did get better as the song went on. So they kind of like fixed it or tweaked it, you know, later on in the song. But yeah, this is a fun 8 minutes. It was definitely an interesting new artist that I've never heard about, and I want to hear more about.
Yeah, I think they switched stuff up enough to make it feel like it earned the 8 minutes. And I wonder if on repeated listenings the vocals won't be as jarring. I also was a little surprised by the vocals because I didn't know what to expect. But if I knew what to expect, maybe I wouldn't be as surprised by it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is this song good?
Yes, I would say.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I would say too. So that's 3 yeses. So tell us what you think of this song in the comments. If you thought this podcast was a fun 8 minutes, you can like and subscribe. And if you want more content like this, you can find everything we've done at 64tacos.com. Thanks for listening.
I caught it on audio.
No idea.
That's how I'm going to say it.
Yep, that'll work. But like in a good way.
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah.